This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The opening of the second half of the Major League Baseball season finds the Cleveland Indians very much in contention in the American League Central Division. Cleveland second baseman Jason Kipnis announced this week that the team has a strategy for staying there, sort of.
We didn't do anything specific to lose all those games last year, so we're not going to try to do anything specific to do it again.
So the Indians are all set, except that outfielder Torrey Hunter, representing Cleveland's AL Central competitor, the Detroit Tigers, feels his team is poised to pull away.
This team has a lot of potential. You know, we have some sparks there for three or four games. It's just unbelievable. But I'm waiting for that 2 or 3 weeks where we just put up historic numbers.
Meanwhile, in the National League Central, the Pittsburgh Pirates, dependably disappointing for many years, find themselves engaged in a battle for first place with the St. Louis Cardinals. Pirates pitcher Jeff Locke says the people of Pittsburgh have noticed.
It's certainly nice to feel that buzz in the city. It's really nice to hear the way people are talking about us and the kind of recognition that we get.
There, I did it. A baseball story with no mention of the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, or the Dodgers. As the various division races rage on, there will be a quiet ceremony at Cooperstown, New York. Next weekend, three men will be enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yankees owner Jacob Rupert, umpire Hank O'Day, and Boston Red Stocking star Deacon White. All deserve enshrinement, but for the first time since 1996, not one living player garnered the required 75% of the baseball writers' votes. Many have interpreted that result as a collective protest vote over the steroid era. This has been troubling news for the Hall of Fame and its host village. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
You could say the soul of Cooperstown is not the Hall of Fame, but around the corner, tucked behind Main Street, Doubleday Field is the mythical, if not actual, birthplace of baseball.
No more of an iconic ballpark in the world than right here.
It's a place fathers take their kids to share something special, like Ron and Vladimir Perry from Kerhonkson, New York. They take in the green grass and crisp white bases.
His first year playing Little League, wanted to bring him up here and see the history.
But now steroids are a part of that history. It feels like contaminating a special moment to ask, what do you think of the fact that no one was voted into the hall this year? Perry just sighs. He says they were hoping Mike Piazza would get the call.
You know, we're Mets fans in my house, and, you know, I think he got robbed. But what are you going to do? The writers took a stance against something that's wrong, so.
This was the year that some of the game's biggest suspected or confirmed steroid users became eligible for the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire.
There were so many people on this ballot who, under normal circumstances, if there had been no steroid story at all, would have sailed in.
Joe Posnanski, columnist for NBC Sports and a longtime writer for the Kansas City Star, is one of the 569 members of the Baseball Writers Association of America who voted.
We're probably talking 7 or 8 players on this ballot who would have been a first ballot choice. It really was a year where I think it was very, very difficult for anybody to really get their arms around what any of it meant.
Houston Astros lifer Craig Biggio came the closest to the 75% threshold with 68.2%. So how do you pull off an induction ceremony without a bona fide, living, breathing baseball hero? That's the job of the Hall of Fame's Brad Horn.
Right about here, this would be very close to the center front of the stage where we're standing at the moment.
Horn took me out to the induction site one windy day. It's the exact spot of the largest induction ceremony ever in 2007, when almost 80,000 adoring fans watched Commissioner Bud Selig welcome Cal Ripken into baseball's most exclusive club.
He hit .336 lifetime in 28 postseason games. Welcome to the Hall of Fame, Cal.
By comparison, last year's Barry Larkin and Ron Santo induction drew 20,000 people. This year, three posthumous inductees topped the bill. A catcher, third baseman from the 1880s named Deacon White, umpire Hank O'Day, and Yankees owner Jacob Rupert, the guy who bought Babe Ruth from the Red Sox in 1919. Horn says they're filling out the program by honoring 12 inductees who never got a ceremony because of World War II, including Lou Gehrig and Rogers Hornsby.
it forces us to look inward, and that's why we're taking this opportunity to honor our history. So for the families that come, for the friends, for the so many members of the baseball community, it's still the annual rite of passage in Cooperstown, and will be so.
But on Cooperstown's Main Street, some business owners aren't buying what the hall is selling. Induction weekend fills hotels, bed and breakfasts, stores, and restaurants. Inside the seventh-inning stretch of baseball gear and souvenir store, manager Barry Rennert is downbeat.
People are not happy about it. It's not good for baseball. It's not good for the fans. It's not good for the store owners here. And you know, what else can I say? It's not going to be a good summer for us.
Vincent Russo owns another baseball shop, Mickey's Place, and he's more even-keeled about the whole thing. In his 23 years on Main Street, Russo counts just three truly epic induction ceremonies, and he says there's a formula to them.
A mega star elected to the hall who played most of his career in one market, and that market is within driving distance of Cooperstown.
By that measure, there's a potential baseball cavalry on the way. Detroit's Jack Morris in his last year of eligibility, first-year eligibility for Greg Maddux and Frank Thomas. And of course, not far down the road, the holy grail of induction weekends, Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter. That's why Cooperstown Mayor Jeff Katz isn't worried, even if this year his village will be mentioned in the same sentence as steroids again and again.
In this year, Cooperstown and baseball stories are tricky. I do think over the next 10 years we're going to see high-profile, well-attended inductions.
As for the game itself, the Hall of Fame's Brad Horn says baseball has weathered other scandals, stains, and awkward moments. He says the Hall of Fame induction ceremony remains the gold standard for baseball dreamers.
This is the culmination of that dream, and it shows that it's extraordinarily hard even for the best athletes in the world to earn elections to the Hall.
Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Mark McGwire may never make it in, but it sure wouldn't hurt this village if they did. For Only a Game, I'm David Summerstein.